What are the main things that you teach to people about conversation? Because some people find conversation very challenging. I know that the guys that I work with find it extremely challenging. And then they usually happen to talk my ear off for about half an hour. And I'm like, how do you have trouble with conversation? You just talked to me for so long. But it's more about targeted conversation towards a woman that they're attracted to. So
exactly.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I think, as you said, like, they can, lots of guys and people generally will be able to talk very comfortably when it's in the environment that they're used to. I think lots of guys, you know, particularly probably men that we work with, work in high-powered jobs. They work in jobs that require them to speak logically, factually, concisely. And then you have the added stress of speaking to somebody you're attracted to, and that generally sends a lot of guys into lockdown. What I try and teach my guys is, I suppose, because I come from a background, I did English as my degree, specialising in psychoanalysis, and because I'm a writer, I try and get them to speak in a way that's going to be much more attractive to women. A lot of the times, I suppose, the core principles of this are being able to be more specific, more visual, less logical, being able to even just expand on what they're saying, because a lot of the time they don't appreciate that when you first start speaking to a girl, that a lot of the time she's just as nervous as the guy is. Women aren't natural born amazing conversationalists either, and it's being able to provide the woman with the opportunities and the material for her to be able to respond, and that goes a long way to creating interesting conversation. In short, I think a lot of guys just sometimes just don't say enough or don't have that willingness to keep ploughing, to keep attempting to talk to the woman, and when they do, they maybe say things that are too general and not specific enough, so the woman will struggle to communicate back with them.
Okay, can you give me an example of like of a conversation that would be less general, more communicative on a female level, that wouldn't land men into the friend zone but would actually create attraction? So if you were to coach me, for example, what would be like one thing, or, you know, I'm not even going to give you limits of one thing, but how would you tell me how to have a conversation with women?
Well, I think a lot of the time is that guys need to begin by just expanding. So, for instance, it's very tempting for guys just to say a statement like, London is amazing. And a guy will say that to a woman, look at her, hopefully, and she won't respond. And it's not because she dislikes the guy or because she doesn't want to speak to him. It's literally because, you know, she's not warmed up to the interaction. She's not sure what to contribute and what to say to that. So even making a very minor change, like saying something like, London is amazing because,
yes,
and then going into a specific example, I always describe it as like, to think about for a man as if he's looking at a snapshot, like a Polaroid picture of something he's experienced, and then being able to describe that to a woman will be able to create a much more specific image in her mind. It will help him to find common ground with her and make it a lot easier for her to respond. So instead of saying it's amazing, by saying London is amazing because it has all these incredible bars that are not in any of the tourist guides and not on the maps, that you have to know someone in order to get into. And they're on a dirty kind of side street in Chinatown, and you knock on the door and you go inside, and suddenly you're in this amazing hole-in-the-wall bar that only people that are in the know, and you can drink Tom Collins cocktails there into dawn. That's what I love doing in London. If you say something like that, that's that specific and that's that visual. Also an anecdote that is relevant to a guy's life that maybe suggests certain values about his lifestyle that a woman is going to find attractive or conveys him in the way that he wants to be conveyed. That's going to be able to register and will hit a lot more notes with a woman. Like, she could start to think about what bars she likes to go to, the experience of getting to know a city really well, what she herself likes to do in London in her spare time. It will basically open up a lot more doorways for them to start to communicate, and also to find common ground and the basis and the building blocks of attraction, than if you left it at the very much more simple and shorter statement of London is amazing.
I love that. I want to go to this tavern now. Like, honestly, you did. You painted like a very nice picture of it.
You totally hung out with the wrong person.
I love
Club on Gerrard Street is the one I was thinking of then, actually. So next time, Marnie, going.
I love it. But that was a great example. And I think the word because is actually a great starting point for a lot of men when they are having conversation with women, just for now, to get used to it, to working in full descriptors in their conversation. Like, I like what you said, because I use that term as well, like painting a picture and creating a visual. And what I say is that it's for something for women to latch on to, because women feel things rather than like just hearing words that men are saying. So, go on.
No, I remember famously, you know, teaching a client, it was several months ago, and he said that he came just outside Budapest. And I was like, oh, what's it like there? And he said, oh, it's about 25 kilometers northwest of the center. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. And so he immediately gave me like the logical factual details, and then started telling me about time frames and distances. But to me, as a woman and someone who's more emotional and more creative, those things really didn't mean too much to me. I'm like, well, 25 kilometers, what does, you know, I didn't have any yardstick by which I could connect and measure my own experiences to. And so I think if he had just been able to talk again about what I really was asking, which is I wanted him to describe what his life was like there. You know, I wanted to know what the food was like, what the people were like, what the culture was like. And so I think just getting onto these topics of conversation that are more human, people, relationship-based is just a million times better. But the problem is, I think lots of guys have said they, on a day-to-day basis, due to work or the people they socialise with, they have to talk in more of a factual, logical way. So it's almost like flexing a different muscle and learning to speak in a way that is much more attractive to women.
Why do you think we want men to talk in that way? Like, why is it important to us? What are we using his descriptions for?